Well, hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you, guys. God bless you. Welcome here to the studio in big time Crowley, Texas. I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm your host of The Pulse. Guys, welcome to episode number 51. And guys, today we're going to be talking about the halfway point of the year. We're going to be talking about some of my prophetic insight for the year 2024. Let's look at it. Let's see what I was saying at the beginning of the year in 5784, which was in September. And let's also look at some words that I gave for the year 2024, specifically the War of 24. Amen. Guys, I want to welcome you here today. Guys, be sure and like this, love this. Ring the thing, do the thing, make a comment. What else are they supposed to do? They're supposed to...
If you're on YouTube, be sure to like and subscribe. Also hit that bell icon so that you can be notified every time we go live. If you're on any of our social medias, including X, Facebook, Instagram, all that fun stuff, be sure to follow and leave a like and also leave us a comment.
Well, you know what, Judy Carter? I see that you're on here and you're saying, well, I'm watching here because I never can get on ODX. Well, we want you to be able to do that. Call us. Call us at 877-413-0888, and we'll help you. We will walk you through that. If you missed last week's Dr. Laura Sanger, I want to tell you, man, you missed a good one. Episode 50, and that can actually be found at odx.tv. Guys, we already have 50 episodes of The Pulse. We have almost 400 of the prophetic life, mm-hmm. and then we have everything else that is on there. You guys, just craziness is on there. and Dr. Laura Sanger was with us last week. What a great week that was. I know that there's a big dream come true for you, Miss Connie, to have her on here.
Yeah, she's one of my absolute favorite people to listen to and learn from. And yeah, so it's been really fun. She has been my top, you know, favorite person that I really wanted to see about inviting on the show. But we've also gotten to have Ali Siadatan. He's been here and he's been one of my top people to get in. And oh, I haven't told you, but Ryan Peterson, he's going to come on the show.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
We're talking now about schedules and getting him scheduled to come on. Super excited.
We got a great lineup coming up here over the summer. We were talking about Robert Henderson. We were talking about, Ali is going to come back,
yes,
which is incredible.
Yes, it's August 14th, I think, is when he's coming back.
Who else is going to be on here?
Let me see.
Got a great lineup.
I have my
Patricia
calendar.
King's going to be on here. Yeah,
Patricia King is going to be on. Just somebody else throw me another name out there. Nobody.
Tomorrow we have Randy Kaye.
Randy Kaye, that is a really big deal.
Mm-hmm. He co-wrote Near-Death Experiences with Sean Tabbitt.
Yeah, he sure did. And while I don't really like Sean Tabbitt, I'm sure I'm going to love Randy Kaye and look forward by Sean Tabbitt. Oh, my gosh. Sean's a really good friend of mine. In fact, I got a meeting with him today at 2:30. We're mapping out the whole book year next year, girls.
What are you, dentist?
Boys. What?
2:30?
2:30. What's the matter with that?
Tooth hurty?
Oh, tooth hurty. Yes. Wow, Ben, it took me a second, man. It was above my pay grade, man.
Apparently.
Tooth hurty is when we're going to, which is the time you set for, Robin Kwan, the dentist.
There you go.
World famous tooth puller all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, by the way, he's always watching as well. He's always watching us. And Patricia King is actually going to go with me down to Mexico and help me rescue a bunch of kids and actually visit all of our rescued kids in Mexico City. That's going to be a real big trip, and she's going to be doing that. It's good to see Judy Carter here today. Mm-hmm. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. As we have friends from all over the world, we have lots of different countries that's represented here. Anybody see anybody in ODX that I cannot see?
Oh, there's a ton of people. We got Debbie Smith in here. We have St. Mule in here. We have Christopher...
St. Mule?
Yes.
That's man.
We have William Blair. We have...
Who's St. Mule, man?
We have William Bryan. I'm not going to, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
He's one of our mods now. We have Haley is in here. We have.
Wait a minute. What's a mod?
A mod is someone who watches the chats and makes sure that you're
the mod squad. Do anybody remember the what? You guys were around in the 1960s. Y'all were all right. No, you were. Never mind.
Did not exist.
Neither did I until the late part. That's okay. Right on.
We got South Africa.
Look at that.
We got South Africa in here. We have Reese in here from San Diego.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We got all sorts of fun people in here. We got Sarah Spencer's in here too.
Tercia Pretorius. Tercia Pretorius. from South Africa.
Is that not, is it Persia?
Look at that. Brother Frank is here. Brother Frank is here from Uganda. Pastor Frank. Oh,
he's always on.
I've known Pastor Frank since he was a little boy. He's one of my sons, and I love him. He's a fine young man. He's something else. Mary Turner is here, joining on ODX from the Texas Panhandle. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Man, we're so daggum happy you're here today. Yeah. Lady Patriot is here from Granbury, Texas. Who else? Anybody else?
We got Tanya from Benbrook. We got Sherry Morgan hanging out from Big Time Burleson. We got the makeup chick. We got Julian here from California. Oh, we got Christopher Pittman, saying hello from
Calgary,
Texas, across the river, by the way.
Michael B. is on here from that might actually be Michelle. I don't have my glasses on.
That's Michelle.
Okay, sorry about that. From Calgary. Look at this. Switzerland's in the house. Hello, Angela. Man, we bless you in Texas, man. And we call you blessed. Amen. Praise God that you're here with us today. Well, guys, you guys are here on a good day today. And I have the lovely and gracious Miss Rebecca is here today.
Pastor.
How are you today, man?
I'm doing good. Yeah. Doing great.
Yeah, really?
It's been a great week. Busy.
It has been. Good. I had a tremendous financial breakthrough happen yesterday. I mean, tremendous. Like, oh my gosh. And had some partnering ministries, some other ministries that began to partner with us. Amen. We rescued a 16-year-old little girl on Sunday. And one of the things, there you go, that's what I'm talking about. We rescued her in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And it's a big celebration because it's the very first Amber Alert girl we've ever rescued.
I don't even know how to process that.
Will you grab Paula Phillips' question, please?
So, yeah, so let's stay on subject here for just a second. I want to make a big deal out of this. So this little girl has not had a bath in years. Mm-mm. She doesn't come from a high-end prostitution ring. She comes from a dungeon, and we have rescued her. And when we gave her her bath and washed her on Sunday, it was like the big story I got was they just ended up, you know, just – keeping her in a bathtub for a long time because she hasn't had her hair washed in years and years. She hasn't. I mean, this little girl has been sitting in darkness. She is 16 years old, and friends, she is nonverbal. Now, we have seen that happen over and over and over again, and we've also seen the Lord heal these girls in every single way. And we're declaring in the name of King Jesus that God Almighty is going to loose her tongue, and she's going to start speaking. The vocal part of her brain will no longer be associated with her trauma. Mm-hmm. And God Almighty will give her a new song.
Amen.
That's what's going to happen. So, guys, you guys be in prayer for her. And I do not yet have her name either. It's like super secret squirrel stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. We're going to find out about all that. And the story is going to come out. It is going to come out. On the Wednesday before that, we rescued another 16-year-old girl. And I do know her name. Her name is Paulina. And we got her. And, you know, she's been trafficked for forever. And we got her. And she's in our home now, and we love her. And now we have five new girls in our newest rescue home and rescue center that is in Cancun. Mm-hmm. And know this, there's a hurricane barreling towards Cancun right now. Mm-hmm. And like, man, guys, we got to pray against that.
Yes, Jesus.
We have to pray against that. I just pray in the name of Jesus that it's called, I think it's called Burl, I think it is. It's a really funny name. But it's B, and it's on all the history books. It's the first Category 5 that has ever taken place this early in the year.
Burl. That's right.
It's Burl.
Okay. B-R-Y-L.
I had a cousin named Burl. That's why I said Burl.
Is it Burl or Burl?
No, I'm sure it's Burl. It is
Burl. Like Burl, but not the way it's spelled. Okay.
I want to tell you, man, my cousin Burl married a crazy woman. Oh, King Jesus. I'm talking about that woman was nuts. And so, anyway, so... But no bad memories there whatsoever. I will tell you, when I was a little boy, they lived out in West Texas. I'd go out there and I'd catch horny toads. And they were everywhere back there.
Becca doesn't know what a horny toad is.
You don't know what a horny
toad
is?
It's a horn frog.
A little horn frog?
TCU's mascot?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sister. When I was a kid, they were everywhere.
Now they have to release them. They're like endangered.
Well, I'd like to thank President Jimmy Carter. Because right before the 1980s, in the 1970s, they said, man, the fire ants are coming from South America. They're coming. Mm-hmm. So the United States government, and I know this for a fact because my stepdaddy was a farmer, and we had 120 acres down south of Alvarado, Texas. The federal government told everybody, we got this new product called Amdro, and it's going to kill all of the fire ants. And so they gave us millions of pounds of Amdro, spread it all across the United States. Didn't kill a single fire ant, but it killed all the horny toads, killed all the jackrabbits, killed all the tarantulas, and killed all the lightning bugs. That's why they all ceased to exist with the President Carter administration. Just praise God whenever Democrats rule and reign. They help so much. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Now, that's a true story.
So I learned recently that tarantulas are actually like native here in Texas.
Yeah.
And I've only seen two my whole life. One in Crowley and one in Cleburne crossing the road by the Ford dealership.
When I was a little boy, they were absolutely everywhere.
That's crazy.
Now, I live out in Glen Rose, and I see quite a few out there in Glen Rose. Here over the past couple of years, we've seen a couple of...
You also have some demonic creatures that live in Glen Rose that you killed the other day, too.
Yeah, the red-headed centipede, which is, in fact, a demon. And I don't know if you guys know what a red-headed centipede is. It's the Willie Nelson of all centipedes, red-headed stranger, right? And the brother... Listen, these things, they don't have one stinger. They have two on their butts, and as they move around like this, when they grab, they're part of the scorpion family. They're about that long, and they are aggressive. And do you know one of the things that they eat? Mice. It's a bug
that little
will eat
thing
it.
Eats a. Yes.
It's a bug that will listen. That means when it stings a mouse, it kills it.
Yes.
And so if it stings you,
it'll kill you.
No, it ain't gonna kill you, but it'll make you say a bad word.
That holds you for a while.
Yeah,
it got stung by one of her ankle, and she had it for
holes around her foot.
Yeah, she had holes for like 2 months in her foot.
So so she stepped on it, and it wrapped around the top of her foot, and it planted both stinging scorpions into her foot, and her foot swole up. And Leanna's got beautiful feet too, man.
Man, we gotta make this weird. Just quit it.
Your mama has pretty feet. Just telling you.
My husband tells me that.
And then, man, her foot swelled up. It was like something horrible. It was horrible. So I don't know if you guys know about a red-headed centipede, but they're possessed with a demon. And so yesterday morning, I was sitting out by the fountain. And if you guys have seen
my life.
Yeah. So if you guys have seen my live, then you know I was sitting out there.
You're like the devil.
And I was like, man, praise God. And then the Lord told me a breakthrough is coming. And so I was like, okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your breakthrough. And I looked. It was crawling on the wall.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. It's so long, and it's so mean, and it's so aggressive, and it's so fast. If you put your foot on it, it comes around, and it wraps around your foot. So you got to kill it in a very certain kind of way. And I tell you how I killed it. I just started dancing like a Comanche Indian doing a rain dance. I just started jumping up and down on it. I got it.
She's so
That's Sister, all that matters.
I'm a grown man, and I did it. Y'all need to know it was amazing.
I would say you would have shot, or you could have shot it, but you're not exactly a great shot.
Oh my gosh.
That's true.
But don't you even try to lie.
Ben, I'm a good shot, man.
With a rifle, yes.
Why don't you think I'm a good shot?
Because every time you try to shoot a snake, you go through an entire clip and you still miss.
That's because the gun is defective and the sight is off. It is true. I did go through an entire clip shooting at a rattlesnake, but it was moving. It was kind of after me, and I was running and shooting at the same time. So all that's part of it. Well, yesterday I was on the Steckelback Show. I was on Trinity Broadcasting Network last night, and I was on the Steckelback Show. And I think it's probably... It's definitely one of the best. By the way, I know. Go back to that picture. See, that ain't even right brother is that tall and
he's
that good
tall.
Looking. Yeah, he's tall. He's got some Nephilim genes in him, but he's redeemed. The Lord can actually redeem Nephilim bloodlines, correct?
Correct.
Yes, he can. Yes. I promise you he can. Now, I think that there's a certain point he can.
Yes.
But the world, listen, you need not be worried about... well, what if I come from, you know, what if I'm redheaded? Well, you might ought to worry about that. That's not true. But honestly, listen, the Lord is redeeming human beings. Mm-hmm. He's in the redemption business. And if Jesus can save somebody, we have literally rescued children from long lines of iniquity, satanic ritual abuse. They have been a part of the most nefarious, dark things you can possibly imagine. So was their mama, so was their daddy, so was their mamas, and so on. And they get saved and filled full of the Holy Ghost. And if Jesus can do that with them, I promise you, he can do that with you.
Amen.
I promise you. Mm-hmm. But that's the fact, Jack. The blood of Jesus is something else, isn't it?
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus speaks a better word.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Right on. Well, anyway, I was on the Steckleback program. You guys be looking for that. We're going to try and find that today and upload it onto odx.tv. And if we're not able to get it done today, man, we will indeed be putting out clips of it and putting the link on there for you guys. What else am I supposed to tell everybody?
Dolores Sanger, Dr. Sanger's, it's uploaded too.
Mm-hmm. So is it right on? So yeah,
yes.
So it is. It you guys definitely need to see it.
Number 50.
Okay, so that was definitely one of my favorite ones we've ever done. And we hardly talked. We just sit there and listen. And then she stopped after about 30 minutes and goes, "You guys can jump in." And we all went, "Ah, no, honey, we're not jumping in. You fall back and fire away, and you do what you do." What else, Mr. Beck, am I supposed to tell
you? You could actually see Sunday sermon. And Wednesday's services on ODX on the uploads. Also, ODX weekend is coming up. We don't have a link yet, but they are preparing that soon for October the 5th.
October the 5th.
So we are excited about that. And also,
the Sunday sermon was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I did a good job, and I don't always think I did a good job.
Well, I was looking at your notes, and I was like, everything you said was just, I know it's your spirit led, but everything you said wasn't all in your notes. And I thought that was freaking amazing because I'm like, where is this? You just took off.
Well, I don't ever preach the sermon I intend on preaching, but I did get through the whole thing of Dillinger and the church not receiving him, him rebelling against God, turning the way of the machine gun, a Texan chased him down and off him. And then from there, I went from there to his jailbreak and then the jailbreak of, in the first service, I talked a little bit about Peter's jailbreak, but I mostly wanted to talk about the jailbreak of King Jesus going to hell and setting the captives free.
So good.
But I didn't get into that at all during the second service. And so, and I briefly touched on the first service.
It was deep.
But then I went to Paul's jailbreak in Acts 16, which was spurred on by Dr. Laura Sanger because she was talking about the resilience of Paul. And that's Acts chapter 16. And we need to discuss that because what was done to Paul was not something that you just get over.
No, sir.
And the brother was something else. He's a bad motor scooter. I promise you. Okay.
Yeah.
I know that we have a funny video. I know that.
Yes,
and
we
then we're going to get
before that too. Mm-hmm. We also launched the, God and Country yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That went live across all your socials.
So we showed that last night. If you have not seen our God and Country, which is not just the bundle, but the actual television series, our television series started last night. And this is indeed the bundle that goes with it.
So
and guys, this right here is one of the coolest things I think we've ever done. So if you look on there, if you go to where are we at there?
ODX.TV.
Right, but we're at inside ODX. Where is
on
it?
The shop.
Just go to the shop tab.
Okay.
And it'll take you directly to our store.
Okay, right on. So guys, it included in this bundle is this book.
And study guys, guide.
This study guide is really something else. And
it's
I promise you, it's like, it's greatness. Mm-hmm. And if you're about to go to prison, you can get this and read this. If you're...
Do they have DVD players in prison?
If you're...
I don't know. Because the bundle's
if you're going to,
but you know what? Actually... It's not only just a DVD, but it also comes with a thumb drive, too.
Yes.
People were asking about that yesterday. And so, yes, you can get a thumb drive if you don't have a DVD player anymore.
A thumb drive. Right on, man.
I love that.
And so it has all my notes. It's got everything on there. Last night, the sermon that we aired, and again, you can find this on my YouTube channel. And guys, be sure and subscribe. If you're going to that, if you're one of the millions of people that's going to my YouTube, be sure and subscribe to that.
Mm-hmm. And you get notifications.
Yes, please do that. But the very first sermon that we preached last night, that I preached last night, was called One Nation Under God. Mm-hmm. And it's got all the scriptures. So it's got, you can literally watch the video and then you can go through it line upon line upon line. And then it's got your own Bible study that goes into it. And it's completely separate. And I would encourage you guys to do this. Go there, look at it. It's an awesome resource, man. And so I declare in the name of King Jesus that you will endure to the end. God, that you are my King. Father, I call every single one of these people watching and studying the lesson an overcomer in the name of King Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is what, guys, get this. And then it's got places for notes. It's really good stuff. And then you'll help me. Take care of the 16-year-old little girl that we just brought in over the weekend. And guys, by the way, every single time that I take on a child, I take on the $1,200 a month cost to take care of that kid. And so we have to be in compliance with all the nations. And we had to hire psychiatrists, we had to hire doctors, and we had to hire lawyers, and then we had to have staff. And then obviously we got to treat these kids like kings and queens, and they have to have beautiful homes, and they have to have a great education, and they have to have all the things. And our global cost of taking care of a child is $1,200 a month. If you want to get in this fight, join us. Maybe you could pledge that a month. Maybe you could do that. If you do, I want to send you a whole bunch of our free stuff to you, and I'll sign it. I'll do anything you want to do. Just get in the fight and help me with this thing. All right. What else? So we got a couple of videos here today. So what's up first? You know what? We have this video of complete pandemonium. All right. So it's like looking outside and seeing a hurricane. Mm-hmm. It's like, what the heck is going on? I don't know what's going on in this neighborhood. I have no idea, but it's not good. This would be an excellent place to start a brand new open door church. Let's watch this. Okay, what do we have here? All right, well, we got a car wreck, first of all. All right, we got somebody running. I'm going to beat up you. And then his dogs show up. Here comes a dude on a horse. Get out of the way. Yeah. Here comes a guy with a ball bat. Somebody has a machete. Okay, I do not want to live in that place.
No. Oh, I do. That looks like so much fun.
I love that. Where did you find that video?
Instagram.
King Jesus. I just declare order into that chaos in the name of Jesus.
So some of the preparation we do is me and Connie send videos back and forth to each other, and you should see our...
our accumulation of all the...
is glorious. Oh,
gosh. All right, we also have a young man of God, and this young man of God is going to get in the Holy Ghost. And there's no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit, and we got this picture here. So this is, let me show you this. Tell me how you have a church baby.
Hi.
Bring it. Okay. It's black church talk.
I got that from Instagram too.
What the heck is black church talk?
It's probably like black church TikTok. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. It's so funny. Okay, I love that little boy. Bless him in the mighty name of King Jesus. I'll go ahead and do one more. What's another one we got on there?
Definitely should be why women live longer. Than me.
Yes. Why do women... Okay, so it seems like a really good idea to cowboy up. Now, you need to know that this week, Zach Watson and my son Luke are going out to Redemption Ranch with their horses, and they're going to cowboy up all my cows, and then they're going to count all the calves. We're going to brand all of my calves this week out there at the ranch. And then we're going to take a couple of steers to the slaughter. That's going to happen this week.
Wow.
Real cowboy work. And that's good stuff. And it's really cool, man, just to be a dude and to go, so cool to hop on a horse and order cows around and all that. And then there are some people that are like really good with the whip. So like a bull whip, right? And they actually, you can see this in the stockyards where they literally, if they whip to the right, they'll turn to the left because they hear the noise to the right. If they whip to the left, then they turn to the right, that sort of thing. This is a brother trying to man up. And it's actually an epic fail. Watch this. Here you go. Watch this, brother. Listen, he ain't playing. He says, neither am I.
I love that. So speaking of Redemption Ranch,
we'll
actually have an exclusive dove hunt that's coming up in September. So if anyone is interested, you can go on to opendoorexperience.com/events. And what's really cool is that Pastor Troy is going to be there. And you're also going to do a star party there, an exclusive star party or a star night.
Well, this is very exclusive. Now, we have a dove hunt for like 40 people, and we do that 3 times. And you can go to Redemption Ranch. I think it's redemptionranch.com, I think. And you can sign up for that. Or you can call our phone number at 877-413-0888. And that's great. This is it's only for 12 people.
Right.
And so you're going to stay in your own cabin. You're going to go dove hunting with me. We're going to eat. We're going to do some TV shows. We're going to do some podcasts. I'm going to do a Bible study and a couple of sessions with you guys. I will no doubt outshoot every single one of you. And I say that in all humility.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he doesn't mean hit the most birds. He just means he will shoot the most lead. That's
exactly right. That means you might go through two or three boxes. I'll go through 50. Let me tell you, I'm not going to miss anything for lack of shooting. That's just how I...
It's a bird edition.
I roll. And then we will do a star party, and we're going to do that, and we're going to have a great time. And so if you would like to be in on that, it's exclusive. Mm-hmm. There's an exclusive price on it, and you call in to us and say, I want to be a part of that, or for more information, just simply go to 877-413-0888. We've already had four people sign up, and we only have eight left. So according to my Joshua map, run on.
You know, math. I told my grand when you would say, I don't remember what message it was, but you preached, you were like, you know, if I die from getting shot, it won't be from lack of shooting back.
Yeah.
And I told her that, and that was her absolute favorite. She laughed for like 5 minutes. It was so funny. Because she was in her 90s, but she kept a pistol. And I was like, grand. Yeah. Okay,
that's awesome. I love your grand. I love your grand. I think she's so cool, man. Well, guys, I'm going to get off into the content here because we just have a few minutes, and then we're going to go behind the veil, and then you can ask me questions about our prophetic insight for the year to come. But I want to tell you this. I was talking to Brother Robert Henderson today. He reminded me of a dream he had last year. And the dream that he had last year is he woke up, and Biden had died. And Kamala Harris was president. Man, my Lex Dixie is bad today.
Dude, that's why I haven't been talking much. Mine's just
bad. I don't know why, man. It's like getting all my last words first. But the last should be first. It's just part of my prophetic utterance. And I just want to just, in that she was the president and that there was about to be an election or something was about to happen for Trump to be able to step in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Troy, do you remember last year whenever you went to Washington, D.C., and he asked me if I was going to go again? I said, yep, I sure am. I'm going to be there in July. I'm speaking to Congress in July, which is crazy cool. He goes, you said the power is about to be shut off and things are going to be uprooted. Mm-hmm. And then that night, a storm came.
Mm-hmm.
A storm came and set over Washington, D.C. and uprooted the trees. Mm-hmm. At the Capitol building where I had just been speaking and shut off the power. I had no idea that was going to happen. It was a perfect blue sky whenever I left there. And then a few hours later, this unpredicted storm came in. And he asked me, he said, Troy, do you think that this has anything to do with your prophetic dream that you had? I said, well, mine was specifically against pornography and exposing the partnership of Washington, D.C., with child trafficking and with pornography and the internet and social media and all those kinds of things, how that they say, and they think it's funny that they're making $100 million, actually over $1 billion a year, over $1.5 billion a year, and lobbying Congress and the Senate with $100 million a year. How come our government doesn't, you know, support the laws that already exist? Why is it that dope can come to you every single day in the form of pornography and you have to say no to it every single day?
Mm-hmm.
What, that doesn't happen with heroin. That doesn't happen with anything else. And I heard Ricky Schroeder, the actor, say that last night on the same show that I was on. He said, I want you to think about it. What other form of dope, and it is dope, It's stimulated through sight, but you have a dope thing that happens in your brain over it. And where else in the world does dope come to you every single day that you have to go, no, 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 no. And they know that they're going to catch you in a dadgum moment. Mm. They know it. Why is that legal?
Yeah.
Why is Pornhub wanting to pull out of Nebraska now that they have age laws?
Oh, yeah.
What's happening to your market if children are not available to it, Pornhub? Jesus. What's happening? Man, listen, these clowns are after our kids. Yeah. I promise you this. And they are hooked up with demons. And those, the clowns that are pushing it, they're like, well, I'm actually not a part of pornography. I just got a job making $1 million a year, and I'm making sure that the laws happen, and yada, yada, yada. The Bible says in the book of Romans that not only those who commit such atrocities will be judged, but those who are entertained by it. Mm-hmm. That is the word of God. So they're like, well, I've never molested a child. I've never had an extramarital affair. I have never this. I've never done that. The same judgment comes to those who are entertained by it. And dude, we can own that. That is the word of God and go, no, this is real. Dopamine or not, triggers or not, whether I have been programmed or not, I've got to be set free by this because, and I've got to fight it. I've got to fight it. Listen, friends. If you are addicted to pornography, if pornography is a part of your sexuality, repent and come out of it. You can do it, man. You can do it. I promise you, you can. I know what I'm talking about. You can do it. You can live a porn-free life. Amen. Like, well, but I'm going to be missing so much. Yeah, you're going to be missing so much hell. That's what you're going to be missing. You're going to be missing hell. And come out of that thing. So anyway, Pastor Robert Henderson and I were talking this morning. I love him. I'm on his apostolic council. And Cheon, you know, so he and I were talking about Cheon this morning as well. And Cheon recently, in light of all the scandals, you know, and all this, and then a lot of us, and I'm just telling you, me too, and a whole bunch of us, our kids have come to us and said, are we going to find out that you were having affairs and that you were touching kids? Are we gonna find that out someday? Wow, you need to know that that's that generation, the generation behind me, y'all's generation. That's y'all's generation. That is y'all's generation. And like, well, no. No, you're not gonna find that out. Now, you've seen the very worst of me, and I hope that everybody else doesn't see the very worst of me, but the very worst of me is a part of me. But it's not that. You know, it's bad, but it ain't that. Now that I've said that, you need to know that all the ministries in the world that are guys my age, all of our kids are all coming to us and asking us, is there something from 40 years ago that we all need to know about? Because it used to just matter the moment. Now matters decades and decades and decades. And it's like, holy mare, wowzers. Boy, I tell you what, something else.
I can't remember how long ago it was, but it was, I think it was earlier in the year. It might have been a little bit late last year. But Patricia King had a prophetic word where she talked about that there was going to be a lot of exposure with sexual immorality. She said it was going to be a really big prevalent thing, even in the midst of like Christian families and households. And I was like, okay, I'll see when that, you know, I didn't disbelieve it, but I was just like, okay, you know, I believe the exposure part. I don't know how that works with, you know, being a Christian household yet having this type of sexual perversion or whatever. And then I came across this one news report, and it was a while ago, but I remembered it today because of the conversation. And it was literally a mom who got banned from dropping her kids off at a Christian school because she advertised her OnlyFans page while she was in the line. And so many parents complained about it. If you don't know what OnlyFans is, it's where people, just everyday people, can go and post pornographic material.
You can become your own porn star.
Yes.
Correct.
People pay you money, and you don't got to go through a middle person. You just you pay a subscription, and I'm going to do all kinds of lewd and demonic and inappropriate things. And you can actually pay to be entertained by it. So this girl was going through the Christian school line, and she had a sign on her car.
Yes.
Telling all the other dads, exactly. Hey, you see what a hot super mom I am? Here I am. Hey, you can join my club and you can listen. That woman needs to be tarred and feathered.
Yeah, and it's a Christian school. It's not just a public school, which would, you know, is bad in and of itself, but it's something that is completely against Christian values. And yet she's throwing it in the face.
I hope that the leadership of that church made a move and busted a move and went, excuse me, you can take your whoredom to some other place. But it's not okay for you to try and destroy the families.
Yeah.
And the marriages of the people that have kids in this school. That's not okay with us.
And so it's a big fight.
It's a big fight. And it's a really big part of the culture today. And I'm just telling you guys, we got to change the culture. Mm-hmm. We got to have priorities and go, okay, look, here's the deal. We are not a bunch of monks. Mm-hmm. We haven't signed up to be nuns and monks. Mm-hmm. No, we're married. We understand sexuality. Mm-hmm. We are happy with that. We bless that. We're all real dudes. We're all real girls. But you need to know this. We are not jumping into the bed of pornography. Amen. We cannot have it.
Lord.
And there needs to be very real standards in our, like, okay, dude, there's no way I'm going to watch a movie and there be a naked scene and me watch. I'm not going to do that. Like, well, you're just an old prude. You just need to grow up. No, I am a dude that is vulnerable to things. And also, too, why should I expect my wife to sit there and watch me watch that? What does that say about our marriage that she's just like, well, Troy's just going to sit here and watch this. He's not going to be the man of the house and get up and turn it off. Mm-hmm. He's not going to do that. You know, this is, you don't mess with Troy's entertainment. That ain't our marriage. Leanna, take a brick and hit me upside the head. I promise you.
Yeah.
No, girls, you have the right to do that. And go, excuse me. This is an exclusive thing between the two of us. Mm-hmm. It ain't between anybody else.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. And you're like, I ain't playing. Like, no. You're fine. And it's not a part of being grown up that you just see sexually explicit images. That is a lie. The pornography industry is the one that taught us that.
Yeah.
And we don't do that. Me and Ben watch movies together all the time. And I promise you this. Ben knows from the time since he's a little boy. Mm-hmm. If there is a hint of a sexual scene. And dude, he's a grown man. He's, what are you, 33 now?
Yep.
He's 33 years old. And you would think, man, me and him sitting down at the bar and in the middle of the night, if there's some sex scene, we can just power through it. It's no big deal. And no, I mean, he grows, king. Like, that's right. No, man, you got to set that culture and you got to set that standard. I'm also not going to watch it privately. If I'm going to watch a rated R scene, then I might as well be watching pornography, full-blown pornography. Like, either you're going to open yourself up to that or you're not. You have to know that pornography is not your friend.
Amen.
And you also have to know this too. If I can just be grown up enough to say this, and then we'll go behind the veil and I'll really tell you what I think. Pornography is not your sex. Mm-mm. It's somebody else's, and you're missing your own because you're after somebody else's. And that's why the Lord says, stay in your lanes. Stay in your lane. Why do you want to look off at all these other dadgum lands and say, we want to be like Syria. We want to be like Babylon. We want to be like, dude, no, you do not. Stay in your own lane, man. Mm-hmm. And if there's ever a vulnerable time in your life, whether you're young or you're old or you're male or you're female, and you start getting vulnerable to a sexual spirit, man, you need to reach out and you need to get help. And you need to be real enough and not religious enough and have some very real relationships within your life and just go, dude, this thing is after me. Man, run. There's only one place in the Bible that tells you as a Christian to run. And it says, flee youthful lust.
And realize that.
Take off. Just take off running.
Yeah, it's not some, that's the, like the way that you fight it is you run from it. You don't give way to it. You don't give provision for it. And people don't realize that it's not just like, oh, okay, this is just something that I do. It's like, no, that's something you're taking into yourself. It's a portal. Mm-hmm. Your eye is a portal. And Jesus says the eye is the lamp of the body. Mm-hmm. So then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. That's not and that's Matthew 6:22-23, but that's not for condemnation. That's like, look, guys, this is what you're giving yourself over to. Don't turn your body over to sinful lust. Mm-hmm. Turn your body over to King Jesus.
Yes.
Mm. So that's always what.
That's a good word.
That's what I think of every time. Cause I'm like, I don't think people realize that that's an actual portal that you're opening yourself up into. Mm-hmm. And so other things have an authority then.
There is no such thing as pornography that does not involve witchcraft. Mm-hmm. There, we know the porno industry. We rescue kids from pornography and they are all ritualized.
Yep.
Those, no. There is no such thing as a next level porn star that is also not a witch.
No.
Guys, look, this is real. And here in the body of Jesus, man, we need to be able to talk about this stuff and go, dude, this stuff is after me. You girls have seen me do this. I will get a text and go, whoa. Okay, I don't hide it and delete it. I go, look at the crap that is after me today. Mm-hmm. No, devil, in Jesus' name.
I've gotten those texts. I show it to my husband every time, but it's just like, it's
immediately you say, I've done something to deserve that. Yeah, you bought a phone.
Yeah.
And you hooked up to Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. That's what you did. And no, man, come away from the condemnation of it. Bring it all out into the light and just say, man, we're done. Well, guys, we are done. And it's time. We got just a few minutes left, and we're going to go behind the veil for our stage two and our stage three partners at ODX.TV, who I so love you guys, so proud of you guys, and so grateful for our amazing partners. Thank you, 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 that I can say yes over and over and over again to rescuing kids, to our media outreach all over the planet Earth. Guys, to all of our homes, our 21 homes, to our 4,000 children that are under our care right now, I'm able to do that because people are actually standing with us. So I got something exclusive for you and to everybody else, man. I'm going to let you guys go because I'm taking up so much time. Be sure and go to ODX.TV and watch the 50th episode with Dr. Laura Sanger. Be sure and do that exclusively at ODX.TV. And guys, until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody. If you're on ODX.TV, stay right there. Stay there and don't go. Boom.